Envoy Connect Quick Start Guide. Last updated March 2023. What's in the box? Included in the box are the Envoy Connect player, micro USB cable, headphones, and a lanyard. Player description. On the front face of the Envoy Connect player at the top is the speaker. Below that is the keypad with 6 raised buttons. The keypad has 2 rows of buttons. Upper left is the long-shaped volume control, which consists of 2 separate buttons, one upper button and one lower button. The upper button is volume up and the lower button is volume down. Upper middle is the round-shaped bookshelf button, marked by 4 raised dots in a square pattern. Upper right is the circular sleep timer button, marked by 1 raised dot. Lower left is the back button. It is slightly raised and shaped like an arrow pointed leftwards. Lower middle is the large round power and play button. It is slightly concave. Lower right is the forward button. It is slightly raised and shaped like an arrow pointed rightwards. Additionally, in the very center of the front of the device, above the power and play button, there is an LED light. There are 3 jacks along the bottom edge of the player. Left is the headphone jack. In the middle is the micro USB port. On the right is the micro SD card slot. On the back of the player is a rectangular-shaped solar panel. Below that is a printed label. A lanyard can be attached through the center hole on the back of the player at the top. Definitions of terms used in this guide. Press means to briefly but firmly press the button down and then release it immediately. Press and hold means to firmly press the button down and then continue to hold it for a period of time, for example, 3 seconds. Keypad button functions. Volume control button. In the upper left position. Press the upper volume button to increase the volume. Press the lower volume button to decrease the volume. You can also press and hold either the volume up or volume down button to increase or decrease the volume rapidly. A double beep will sound when the maximum or minimum volume is reached. It is not possible to turn the volume off completely. The player will remember your last volume setting, even if the player has been turned off or needs recharging. Bookshelf button, in the upper middle position. This button cycles through all the books currently on your player. When playback is paused, press once to hear the title of the current book. Press again to hear the next title in your player. You can continue to press the button until you reach the last title in your player. Pressing the bookshelf button again at this point will cycle you back to the first book on your player. Note that you can only go forward while exploring your bookshelf and not backwards. Sleep timer button, in the upper right position. The sleep timer button enables a setting on the device that pauses playback of a book and then turns the player off completely after a pre-selected period of time. Press once to select a 15-minute sleep timer. A single knocking sound will sound to confirm this selection. Press again to select 30 minutes. 2 knocks will sound to indicate confirmation. Press a third time to select 60 minutes. 3 knocks will indicate confirmation. Press a fourth time to turn sleep timer off. 4 knocks at a lower pitch will indicate confirmation. You may also press and hold the sleep timer button for 2 seconds at any time except during playback until you hear 4 confirmation knocks. This is a shortcut that will cancel the sleep timer. Back button, in the lower left position. When playing a book, press to skip to the previous section or chapter. Press and hold to rewind backward through the audiobook. Beeps will sound to indicate that you are moving backwards in 30-second intervals. The back button only operates during playback. Power and play button, in the lower middle position. To turn the player on, press and hold this button for 3 seconds. Release the button when you hear a single melodic chime. The player will announce the current book title each time it is powered on. press this button to start playback of the current book selected on your bookshelf. Press again to pause playback. When playback is paused, press and hold the power and play button for around 5 seconds or until an audible melodic chime is heard to turn the player off. The player will also automatically turn itself off after 2 minutes when playback is paused and if no further action is taken. When you turn the player on again and press play, the player will resume playing from where you left off in your most recently read book last time. Forward button, in the lower right position. When playing a book, press this button to skip to the next section or chapter. Press and hold to fast forward through the audiobook. Beeps will sound to indicate that you are moving forward in 30-second intervals. The forward button only operates during playback. LED indicator, in the center position between the button rows. This light above the power and play button provides visual information about the player's current operational state. The LED is green when the power is on, blinks quickly when playback is paused, blinks slowly to indicate charging via USB cable, flashes on and off if the battery level is low, blinks during playback when the sleep timer is on, and blinks when rewinding or fast-forwarding through a book. Bottom of the Envoy Connect. Headphone jack, bottom edge, left corner. Plug headphones or an external speaker into the bottom left 3.5 mm audio jack. This will mute the player's speaker and all audio content from the player will be only heard through the headphones or external speaker that is connected until it is removed. Micro USB port, bottom edge, in the middle. Plug a micro USB cable into the bottom middle port. This port is used to plug a micro USB cable into the player. This is used for charging and managing content on the player. Micro SD card slot, bottom edge, right side. You can add to the 8GB memory capacity of the player by inserting a micro SD card up to 128 GB in size into the slot on the bottom right. Charging. When shipped, the Envoy Connect's battery may only be partially charged. Please charge the player fully before using it for the first time. To do this, use the included micro USB cable to plug the player into an active USB port on a computer or a USB wall charger. A single chime will sound when you connect the player to the charger and the LED light will blink while charging. The LED light will stop blinking when the player is fully charged. Alternatively, you can use the rear solar panel to charge the Envoy Connect in full sun. Please ensure that the plastic film covering the solar panel is removed, and then leave the player in the sun with its back facing up to 8 hours to charge it. You can check the battery's status by holding down the back button for 3 seconds when playback is paused. 3 beeps indicate the battery is fully charged, over 75%. 2 beeps indicate a medium charge, and a single beep indicates a low battery, under 25%. The battery will provide between 8 and 10 hours of playback time at full charge. Managing books on the player. Books can be loaded onto and deleted from the player using our Sela Connect software, which must be installed onto a computer. Instructions on how to install the software can be found at selalibrary.ca/help/envoy-connect. That's selalibrary.ca/help/envoy-connect. Alternatively, you can contact Sela for help. Other features. Hearing player version and serial number. Press and hold both the back and forward buttons at the same time when playback is paused. The serial number, player type number, and firmware version of your player will be voiced aloud. This information can be useful in getting technical help from your point of purchase if you are having problems with your player. We want your experience using the Envoy Connect player to be as good as possible. If you require assistance with using the Envoy Connect to access Sela Library services, or if you have questions about using the Sela Connect software, please get in touch with the Contact Center at 1-855-655-2273 or help@selalibrary.ca. That's H-E-L-P at C-E-L-A-L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.ca. For help troubleshooting the hardware itself or for technical assistance, please contact your point of purchase. We hope you enjoy your player.